Okay, so now we had the Ran. The Gemara said that Pearson Nida, it's onus. According to the first Lashon, Pearson is onus, and he doesn't have to give mizonos. And the question was, why was Pearson Nida onus? So according to Rambam, or according to Old Rishonim, we'll hold that Chuppa is Yichud. You not have Yichud with a Nida, therefore it's onus. You can't do Nisuin. Then there was questions on that. The Ran himself says Chuppa is Achnasa Rishus, and should be able to do that with a Nida. Just the Chachamim didn't make him have Chuppa that's not going to have a Bia with it. Therefore, since he doesn't have to make this Chuppa that's not going to have a Bia with it, therefore that's called an onus. That's how the Ran learned. Which is a little bit of a dochek to say that that's called an onus because he doesn't want to have chuppah that he can't have bia. So we're going to read hafla inside. Please open up your thing and we'll see hafla inside. I thought this hafla was fascinating. Unbelievable hafla. Pearson need a mic. Let's read together inside. Picture around Zaladasa Poskin the Chuppas Nida Kona Rabbi Yichud Haray Rabia. Chuppas Nida is Kona, and you don't need Yichud Haray Rabia. My Ikuvi Ika, but Masha Pearson Nida. What's wrong if she's in Nida? What's wrong? Why not have Chuppas? She's in Nida. The Tiris Medochet. The Afla holds that it's a Dochet, the Ran's Teretz.
Which one?
The Ran's Teretz. Who said which one? There's only one.
Is that the one, like the Nechas Arshus?
Yeah, because the other way, that's the Teretz.
What?
The other one, that's the Teretz. Onis daiti nil yashiv. Zokter afla. Let me tell you what I think. The mistama mayri hacha bebsula. This is for sure talking about a bsula. The hisko homer b'neima amr bsula. Because that's what the Gemara says. B'neima amr bsula nesaz yom revi. It's talking about a bsula. It's talking about a bsula. Bsud ba'amana being vaday chupa roi labia. Aman is a different din that needs chupa roi labia. But she has a rush, b'shem yishami, halon nechzo armolim. Okay. Have a seat, right where you are. Do you have a gemara, anything?
I don't
know. You come without, what you call it, school supplies?
Still looking
for it. Okay. Imken, zakti hafwa amri. Yesh Rama, let me tell you pshat in this Gemara. Remember what we're looking for? We're looking for why Nida, we're talking about if the time comes for Nisuin. When's the time?
Wednesday.
If she's Nida on Wednesday, he will not have to give her Mezainis. So we had either because he can't do Chuppah, the Rambam, or he doesn't have to do Chuppah, the Ran. Zavta Afra? No. Hatayip shot. The Mairi b'inyan shegia zman tefilasa shlo b'yom dalet. Now, let's put it this way. So, on Wednesday, she's a Nida. Every Nida, as those who went to chassid classes know, a Nida 5 days, she's a Nida. What? You were not up to this yet. And 7 days is Yemei Tahara. So Nida, as soon as she finishes her bleeding days, she knows when she starts, she makes something called the Hefsek Tahara. And for 7 days, she has to be clean for 7 days. So in Miladel 7 days, she knows that when she's going to be tar. So Hafra says, so this is talking about a girl who Wednesday night, the year, it's up Wednesday night. Wednesday night, she's in Nida in her 10th day. Day 10. So when is she? When does she know? We know when she's gonna have relations. When can they have relations? If Wednesday night is day 10, when could they have relations? Wednesday is day 10. When could they have relations?
It's 5 days and then 7 days.
Friday. It's 5 days then 7 days. So when can they have relations?
Friday
night. So Friday night they could have relations. Nimtza neidim tzachi nidi yicholi nasei. Even though she's a nida, she could get married. He holds like Iran. You could do a chuppas nida. She could have chuppah on that Wednesday. Wednesday they have nisuin. When are they going to have bia? Friday night. What happens Friday night if he thinks she's not a psula? They're going to have relations Friday night. What happens if she thinks she's not a psula? He can't go to Bezdin. When's the next Bezdin?
Sunday.
By Sunday, he'll be already
cooled off.
Niskaradaita. So you could love a Bezdin. Vika Mishum Chshash Tainis Psulim. And so there's Tainis Psulim. So that's the first thing that the Hafla says. The reason why a Nida is an Ones is not because you can't have Nisuin. You could have Nisuin, but you can't have Bia. And when could you have Bia? When she goes to the mikveh. Who says she'll be going to the mikveh on Sunday night or Wednesday night? Who says she'll be going to the mikveh Sunday or Wednesday night? So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, so let them get married on Wednesday and then have relations not on the night she goes to the mikveh, but let's say she goes to the mikveh Friday night, wait till Sunday night to have relations.
Okay.
Do it that way. The Avada Ein L'Taken, she said, Sarach Shimur, Shal Yischachel Imo Ad Yom Daled. For sure, you don't have to watch that they don't have relations until Wednesday night. Of course they can have relations on Friday night. Why Chatchila? Why does the Mishnah say a psul gets married on Wednesday? Why? So she can get next morning. Yashin Lebezin, get married whenever you want. Have nisuin whenever you want. But let's make up, but your first bia could only be Wednesday night. The Chum never said that. Why didn't the Chum say that? Because once you have nisuin, you're going to have bia as soon as you can. So therefore, the Chum never changed that. So a lady who's a nida on the day, on Wednesday, she's not going to be able to have relations, they're not going to have relations until she becomes tar. And when she becomes tar, they'll have relations. It's not going to be the night before Besdin. So therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to make nisuin because of tainis psulim. This is unbelievable. This is what's so great about this. Because of tainis psulim, you shouldn't be able to have chuppas nida. Because you're going to have chuppah, and then you're going to wait until she's tahar. Then you have relations. It's not going to be the night before Besdin. Unbelievable thing. Yes?
Don't we have plugged into halacha elsewhere something that shows that we're not concerned with him having bia that night? Don't we have the thing about like Kriya Shema, until Motzei Shabbos, he has that he doesn't have Zeh Kriya Shema because he's concerned with sleeping with her until Motzei Shabbos. So plugged into halacha anyway, we already have cases where we're not so concerned with him not sleeping with her the first night, at least until Motzei Shabbos.
She's in nida. But once they could have relations, they'll have relations. The couple will have relations.
I mean, it just seems that we're aware that he doesn't have to have bia the first night. I mean, that's not.
But he will have bia the first night. That's a given. And we see it from our Mishnah. We see it from our Mishnah. How far is
that? Doesn't that argue with the Gemara and like brachos and the Brachos Krishna?
No. Yes.
So then. If she becomes a nida, then the onus is on him, then. And therefore,
So he says, what about the Masha? Remember, the Masha says that tainis psulim for him won't make him putter. And if the Hafla is saying it's because of tainis psulim, it's because of him. So why should he be putter? Very good. Where are you for Seder? Wow, you got one of those.
What?
You got one of those.
What?
It's the next line.
Okay.
That's a very old thing. Yeah. Okay. Ella, the Einichazal Takan came. Now, after the Kanas Pesulim who Takana Didei, now you can ask his question. The Tanas Pesulim is for him. Chikasa Masha, like the Masha. But he says, no, here it's going to be different. Why? Tafra, in a different place, said, "Dechoshu machmas gramadida pater." If it's his, if the takana is because of him, for his times pesulim, but she's the one that caused it, he will be pater. So this is a funny case. He's not gonna. He can't get married to her. He can't make chuppah on Wednesday, because she'll become tower on Friday, and then he won't have times pesulim. But that's not called his takana, because who's causing it? She's causing it, because she's a nida. So she's the one that's causing it. Nimtza, inema the pierce nidu grama dida, if pierce nida is her grama, who pater mizonos? He's pater from mizonos. So that's an unbelievable answer to the Ron's question, our Gemara. That really Pearson need you can make chuppah. The only problem is, if you can make chuppah, when are they going to have relations? She might go to the mikveh any night of the week and have relations, and you'll have a problem with Tanis Pesulim. Therefore, because of a problem of Tanis Pesulim, when must they get married? When must they have chuppah really?
Which is not a nida.
The Wednesday after she goes to the mikveh. The only time they can have chuppah is the Wednesday after she goes to the mikveh. And but that's his, it's his takana, it's a takana because of him? No, it's a takana because of him, caused by her, because she was in nida. Unbelievable hafra. This is mind-boggling. If anyone has a chance to look at Rekiva Eger, Chalice Rechubis Tinyana Kuf Mem Dalad, I know Rekiva Eger argues on this. The only thing is, the one we have downstairs is torn out.
It's in the Vilna.
What?
And the Vilna doesn't have the whole thing. Yeah. Doesn't have the whole thing. But the one that we have here is torn out for some reason.
That page or?
Four pages, right there. Kuf Mem Dalad, Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Ches are torn out.
Who was the Hafla?
The Hafla was it the same? I think the Makna, the Hafla.
Same person?
Yeah.
It's funny because I was thinking of also
he's one of the he's one of the starters. He's a one of the big ones. Yes.
According to the
basketball,
was the day of the Nida cycle where she still end up.
So we're going according now. So we're going according to Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama says Pearson Nida is a ones, and he's always putter. And there's no difference between Shas Vesta and Shchobi Shas Vesta. Going to Lishna Kama.
Right.
So even Shas Vesta, it's Pater.
Right, but I'm saying if it ended up being that exactly a week later,
next
Wednesday, she's
going to
be, that's
going to
be her
Tevila. No. Her Tevila will be Friday, Matzah Shabbat, Sunday, but they can't have relations until Wednesday because he has to be able to be Yashkum Ubezdin. You're not copying this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The problem I had a little bit with this was you have to learn whatever Pierce need you learn in the first Lashon HaGemara, you learn the second Lashon HaGemara also. So in the second Lashon HaGemara, it says, if Pierce Anida, so she would be putter. Why? I mean, he would be Pierce Anida. He would say, Haka'inna, I'm here. I'm here. Or we would say, Nistavka, she could say, Nistavka Sadeyu. Oh, it's your Sada that became ruined, like, you know, it's she could say it's your fault that I'm a nida. One second. And not now, in the second lashon is onus. In the second lashon is onus pater or onus chayev. Onus chayev, except for which onus? Onus the tekanas chacham. What's the onus of the tekanas chachamim? Because of tanya b'sura.
So this would be an onus.
So now, Pearson Nida, according to him, is the onus b'takanta drabanan, which the second case would also hold its onus, and it would be putter.
So the Gemara wouldn't ask a question, though.
So why would the Gemara talk about Pearson Nida in the second case if it's onus b'takanta drabanan? So what you're going to have to say is it's an onus b'takanta drabanan, but like he said, but that's her fault. And the onus with the kata drabanan, that's her fault, maybe wouldn't be putter. Maybe,
why would that be putter?
I'm sorry, that would be putter. It's onus with the kata lochamim.
Simply as chalsa, no?
1 second. Now, it's onus with the kata lochamim, but it's his fault. And he'd be chayev. Then you'd have to say, but it's her grumma. And she says to him, but it's, and he says to her, but it's your grumma. And then she'll say, Nistafka Sadeo on that. And that's how you're going to have to learn the Gemara.
Why is it?
It doesn't.
Then according to the second shot, that's how you're going to have to learn the Gemara. That he's going to say, it's an onus. And she's going to say to him, but it's your fault. It's for time sulam, and she's going to say nistavka sadeo. And she's going to say nistavka sadeo, because he says it's your fault, and she says no, my fault is your fault.
In which case,
I say you have to learn it.
In which case, nida wouldn't be a question in the second Gemara.
But it is.
Why would it be a question?
Because. Maybe it's nistafka sadeo.
Yes, it should only be nistafka sadeo because of tainas basulam, as we just said.
Yeah, but then it's onus, but it comes from her. That's why he should be put there.
Then it's
nistafka
sadeo.
Then, what?
Yeah, that's
nistafka sadeo. Yeah, so that's the tzad of chiyav. What's the tzad of two? There's two tzadim in the second lashon. The second lashon always has two tzadim. Either haka imna or nistafka sadeo.
The Haka Imna.
One second.
Was going on the Nida. Wasn't going on the Tanis Pesul. Here we have Tanis Pesul.
Imna and Pater. Haka Imna, I'm here. And the only reason why I can't marry you is because you're in Nida.
But because of Tanis Pesul, because she's in Nida. We said that the focus now is Tanis Pesul.
But. We say Pines Psalm is not a Ptur. What makes it Pater? Because it's her fault. Because it's her grumma. That will be in the second pshat. That will be his taina. I know it's Pines Psalm, but it's your grumma.
That's
Kaka Imna. And she's going to say, no, it's not my grumma because it's Tafka Sadeo.
So it's a bigger Chiddush that's
in the second thing, it's a big Chiddush. In the second lush of this whole floor is a very big Kiddush. Yes.
What I meant as before was that according to the law, if she's on the right day of the cycle, that it's gonna still end up being that on Wednesday she has the Bila, and therefore they're still gonna have the Bila Rishona on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then it would be a rough. It would be higher.
Yeah. That's like any time. He doesn't marry when he should. He'll be chayiv. Yeah. That's always.
No, I mean, it's going to be different if she's on the right day of her cycle, that it's still going to come out that the Bila Rishona is still going to be on a Wednesday, then you don't have a whole problem of what talks.
Are you talking about in the second Lashon in Shas Vesta?
In general.
I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying.
The puzzle. He finds the problem of Pearson Yidach as through the
time of Sulam.
So if it would be a day, if she's on, if Wednesday comes and she's on the day of her cycle,
which means what?
Which means that she's gonna become Tor the next Wednesday.
She returned the next Wednesday or the next Sunday.
And therefore this, the Be'il Rishon is still gonna be at the right time.
So, right there, and in that type of case, you're saying he should be chayev.
Okay.
One second.
Okay.
He should be putter. He should be chayev. Chayev, he's saying. Chayev. Get, make your chuppah now.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna be able to have relations until next Wednesday night, and that's when they're gonna have relations. So why not make the chuppah tonight, today? But what the only problem Pearson needed is that they're not gonna have relations next Wednesday night. But in that case, they will have relations next Wednesday night.
But you're not pushing off your date of getting married because of Tais Vesulim. You're pushing off because of Pearson Nida.
Which is not a p'tur. Because you could make chuppah to a Nida. The only reason, according to that flood, you can't make chuppah to a Nida is because of this.
But then you'd be chayav anyway.
What?
I'm saying that either way you'd be chayav, whether it doesn't matter when her love for you is going
to be. No. Because if it's going to be Friday night,
yeah,
he'll be putter.
He'll be putter
if it's Friday night.
Because then you have to wait till Sunday night.
Kind of till Wednesday night, next Wednesday night.
I mean, or whatever Wednesday night. So you should be kind.
No, that's onus. That's putter. That's onus. That's putter.
It's onus, though.
But because of her. And I think that's what Rekiv Eger says. Rekiv Eger says, if you do this, then that will happen. And it's not mashma that that's true. It says, any Pearson, if she's a Nida, he's putter. Your case, if she's a Nida, she'll be chayev. I think Rekiv Eger says in Kuf Mem Dalet, because he's right. In your case, if she's a Nida, he will be chayev. If the Leil Tzvi will be Sunday night or Wednesday night, yeah.
And also, you don't know 100% that it's gonna fall out the right
night. Now let's say Wednesday comes, and you know what day in the 12 days or the 7 days she's in. You know, I'm saying you don't know
if it's gonna be.
Yeah, you don't know that like from when you know it's married.
Yeah, but basically you know. Basically you know. I think that's what he says. Okay. Yes.
Can Rebbe explain the thing that you were trying to say to the Hufflepuff for the second answer? That like, if it's based on time.
In the second answer.
Yeah.
There is no onus. There's no onus. Onus is not putter. But there is an onus that's putter.
Time
Sulam is putter. So in the second answer, and that's what the Gemara has this whole thing about Pearson Nida. Is Pearson Nida putter or not? But if it's Tainus Pesulim, the second answer should be like the first answer. Right. It's on the content of common. If Pearson Nida means Tainus Pesulim, there should be no difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. But there is. Must be because of this Svara, of it's her Grama. Must be that the Gemara, according to the Afra, is discussing this svara of her grama.
Meaning, are we going to say it's her grama and she should be putter?
It's her grama, and therefore he should be putter.
Or it's his.
Or her grama is his because in stopless. Yeah. That's what you'd have to say. Yes.
According to this pshat of the hafla, why in the second lashon does there have to be a chiluk between shalom shas vesta and shas vesta? Because in either way, we'll say it was her grandma that pushes off the wedding.
So the Gemara says Shas Ves is not her grandma. I mean, it is her grandma. Shas Ves for sure is her grandma. For sure. So be putter. And the Gemara says Shas Vesta is for sure Chayev. Right? What did we say? Shas Vesta is what? Shas Ip is Shas Vesta. For sure it's Pater, right? For sure it's Pater, yeah. Okay. That is that Hafalah. It's unbelievable. You know, the Rishonim go, every Rishon goes wild about what's the p'tur of onus of Nida, and he has this wonderful pshat. Unbelievable. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring Rambam up. So, most of you guys have. Is that the next thing on the Marmakomos? You're mostly in the back. If you look in the back, most of you guys have in the back of your Gemaras those who have their school supplies. Okay, I can't help myself. I'm not going to. So, you have school supplies. There's, this year, don't learn a lot of Rambams, but you have to learn this Rambam. So, I'll find it in the back if I can. Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud. Does anyone see it? So we don't have Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. We only have Perek Yud Halacha Beis in the back of the Rambams. It's in Ein Mishpat Hamoleh, in the back of the thing. Listen to the Russian of the Rambam. When a rooster goes into a chuppah, when you have an arusa, are you allowed to have relations with an arusa? No, you're not to have relations with an arusa. Then we'll learn who had relations with arusas. What?
Yehuda.
In Yehuda, they did it. But outside Yehuda, they have relations. So once you have chuppah, you're out of relations. Harehi ishta gemura l'chol davar. She's ishto gemura. That's the Rambam. Umishitichnas l'chuppah, and after she goes into the chuppah, nikras nesua. She's called a nesua. Afal pi shelo nivala. Even though he didn't have relations, just going into the chuppah is called chuppah, nesuin. V'hu shetei roi rabia. But it has to be roi rabia. This, let's call it yichud, has to be roi rabia. Avram haisa nida, but if she was a nida, afal pisha nichnizel chuppah, even though she went into the chuppah, v'nitziachet ima, and they had yichud, even though if she was a nida and he was over and they had yichud and he did a chuppas nida, he did yichud. Lo gamru hanasuin, the nasuin is not over. Varehi karusa adayim, and she's still like an arusa. These are funny rishonos in the Rambam. The Rambam, Rambam's usually straightforward. This Rambam is funny that. If you have nisuin, she's ishto gemura l'chol davar. If you have a chuppas nida, it says, afa b'shnichla chuppah, even though she had a chuppah, in tziyachet ima, lo gamru ha-nisuin, the nisuin is not nigmar. So that would mean halfway. But then he says, b'rei karusa dayim, she's still a rusa. So, a funny thing, lo gamru nesuin, and she's still in arusa. Exactly what it means. So, the way the Ran learned this Rambam, the Ran learned chuppas nida is nothing. It's not chuppah. It's really nothing. And the Ran asked the question. The Ran asks a question in this Rambam from Yesh Chuppah L'Psolos, that if a Kayan marries a Grusha and he has Chuppah, the Chuppah is a good Chuppah, even though it's not Royal Abiyah, even though it's Usher for him to have Biyah with her. If you have Chuppah with a Pasul, it's a good Chuppah. The Rambam here saying if you can't have Biyah, it's not a good Chuppah. It says in the Gemara, if you have Chuppah with someone who's Pasul, it is a good Chuppah. That's the Ran. That we learned that that was the Ran's question on the Rambam. Okay. Now, there's also a question, another question, I think I mentioned in Shir, that Yom Kippur's coming up. In Mirat Hashem, this Yom Kippur, we'll have a Kohen Gadol, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, and everything's going to be fine. You don't need your seats and landers. Mirat Hashem, Yom Kippur, everything, you know, this Yom Kippur, Mashiach will have come. And there's going to be a Kohen Gadol. Whoever with Mishnayis Yuma, the Kohen Gadol has to be married when he does the avoda on Yom Kippur. He has to have had nesuin. He has to have a nesua. And the Mishnah says that we prepare another girl for him in case his wife dies on Yom Kippur, so he'll be able to marry her, the second girl, right away, have nesuin on Yom Kippur, and so we'll have a wife. So, according to the Rambam, how is he making the suin to this girl? Erisin he can make. What's he going to do? How's he going to make Erisin? Give her a ring. I'll give her a ring on Yom Kippur. Very nice. I'll give her a ring on Yom Kippur. But the suin, he has to have yichud. And what? One of the five things you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur is Tashma Shemitah, which is relations. So you're not to have relations. So the famous question on this Rambam, besides the one about Psolos, is how does a Kohen Gadol marry and make nesuin to a girl on Yom Kippur? That's one of the famous questions. Everyone got that question?
Yes.
Is there? Okay. Now, comes along the Lecha Mishnah. I'm really sorry I didn't bring the Lecha Mishnah. I didn't do anything here. But the Lecha Mishnah says something very, very, he gives his own answer. And he says like this. The Lecha Mishnah says, everything goes according to your kavana. He's saying this in the Rambam. This is different than anyone has ever said in the Rambam. Everybody disagrees with this Lecha Mishnah. I got to tell you, everybody disagrees with the Lecha Mishnah. But this is the Lecha Mishnah's Chiddush. The Lecha Mishnah's Chiddush is, it goes with your kavana. If you have kavana to have bia, then a chuppah with someone who's usher to have bia works. A chuppah with kavana to have bia, even if it's a bia asura, will work. The Rechemesh. Therefore, if you have a kayan who's marrying a grusha, a kayan is marrying a grusha, and he has nesuin with a grusha, he's doing our isser. He knows he's doing isser. He's planning to live with her b'isser. He's planning to have bia b'isser. He is planning to have bia b'isser. His kavana is to have bia with usser. Therefore, the chuppah does work. Counter logic. Or how do you say it? Counterintuitive. That when he's going to do it b'isser, then the chuppah does work. Because he's doing a chuppah with thought of having bia. He's doing a chuppah to have bia. A chuppah for bia works. That's why when a kayan marries a grusha, you can have chuppah. But a frum Jew, whose Nebuchadnezzar's kala became a nida, and he goes into yichud with her, is he thinking to have bia asura? No. He's thinking not to be until she becomes mutter. She's not. his yichud is not to have bia asura. If you're not, if you have kavana not to have bia asura, then you have no kavana for chuppah. If you have no kavana for chuppah, the chuppah doesn't work. That's how the Lechem Mishnah answers that question. But what doesn't answer, that doesn't answer the kind of Gadol on Yom Kippur. The kind of Gadol on Yom Kippur is going into his yichud thinking he's not going to have bia. So it answers the Ron's question of a kayin with a grusha, but does not answer the question about the kind of Gadol on Yom Kippur. That it doesn't do. Right? Yes.
Let's answer
that question.
Also, the Rambam says that you need to have
yichud.
You don't have to have
yichud. What? Yichud haroyel bia. You don't have to have the bia, but you have to be able to have the bia, potential bia.
It answers the question of
aman and kan. A man's aman and kan gadol, and a man's grusha kain hedya. It answers that because they plan to have bia. It doesn't answer the kain gadol on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have to. He doesn't plant that beer.
Why doesn't that answer the kain gadol won't have kavana to have beer with her on Yom Kippur?
Right. He's kain gadol. He's not doing a beer. Yes.
Explain the lesson.
But that doesn't explain the Lashonos of the Rambam. He just takes it, the Rambam, as all Rishonim have taken the Rambam. The Rambam means a chuppah with a nida. Now, according to the Lechem Mishnah, a chuppah with a nida that you're not planning to have bia with in the yichud room, or no potential in your mind, then it's not chuppah. It's not a chuppah. He doesn't answer the Lashon of Lo Gamru Nisuin. Doesn't answer the question.
Is anybody?
What?
Is anybody?
Yes. Okay. Ta-da.
I don't really get what you're saying.
Okay. But that's what he's come to answer. Yes.
Where does he get the idea that the chuppah was at the intentions?
What?
Where does he get the idea?
It's his own chiddush.
Made it up.
No one else in the world likes it. He liked it.
Makes sense.
It's very counterintuitive. If you want to do the Isser, then it's good. Like it's hard.
Well, it makes sense that they're considered married, but they do
this. They're not doing the Isser. In either case, they're not doing the Isser.
Not by the case where you have a
chayav
and they have
view
with each other, and they're considered married.
You didn't
still.
Okay. Maybe. What? You always have to, in introducing and suing, you always have to differentiate between the mitzvah part and the kinyan part. You always have to do that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about the kinyan part, not the mitzvah part. Yes?
I shouldn't understand why you're saying it's difficult because if you just say that. Is something like I think you said that the whole idea of chuppah is not you're going having chayi ishus. However, that's expressed. So here,
that is the svar.
What's difficult about it?
Because it's chayi ishus. It's us.
What?
It's awesome.
But that's a kasha. Why the Gemara loves it. It's so loud. It works.
That's why Lechem. What you're saying now is exactly why the Lechem Mishnah loves his Svar.
So I'm saying, what's wrong with it? Just because it's so loud. That's a kasha. That's a chokis tanaim. Whether or not the Hebrew versus the tanaim of the tanaim with the Rabbanim. Why does that have to do with this?
The problem is that every single Rishon asks for a question on the Rambam and didn't give that answer. No Rishon liked that answer. That's the problem. Not one Rishon in the world liked that answer. I like the answer. You like the answer. No Rishon liked the answer.
So I'm saying they're not saying it. They're saying
there must be something wrong with the answer. the only thing is, what it doesn't answer, it doesn't answer Grusha. It doesn't answer it doesn't answer the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Lashon of the Rambam says, Lo Gomer Nesuin, then Varei Kedus Adayin. But there's another Lashon of the Rambam that's a little hard. This is real when you real nitpicking Lashonos in the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam again, it says, "Umishetichnas lechupa nikras nesua." Now, what does nikras lechupa mean? What does chupa mean? According to Rambam,
yichud.
So when she goes into chupa, it's yichud. It's nesuin. Av mishiron nevela, who shiti roy rabia. Adam has a nida, but she's a nida. Av al pishin nechnas lechupa, even though she went into the chupa. And she had yichud. Now, they had yichud, but did they have chuppah?
No.
According to Rambam.
No.
If you say it doesn't work, did they have chuppah?
No.
They had physical yichud, but they didn't have chuppah. Chuppah is something that works, chuppah. But the Rambam calls it nichnas al chuppah v'nis yachad ima. The Rambam stresses it. They had chuppah and they had yichud. They did have chuppah. That works very well with the next word, lo gamru nesuin, but it's not a full chuppah. But doesn't work well with the next words, hare karus adayin, and doesn't work well with that. So those are very hard words in the Rambam. But even more so, you see it in halacha vav. Halacha vav is the killer. Look at halacha vav.
Are you allowed to have yichud?
What?
Are you allowed to have yichud?
No.
So you can't even have it. So
it's...
But
you did it.
So if it happened...
You did it.
Without the command of that being where it would be.
Yeah.
So, okay, you just did it.
Yeah. I mean... Maisim b'chol yom. Happens all the time. You think every Kala who becomes a Nida, the Chasen Kala tell them Sada Kedushin about her being a Nida and not the Yichud and all that? You think it happens?
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
It happens all the time.
I thought it was like saying, we're saying, I'm trying to get a case where you're...
No, it happens all the time. Okay.
They didn't tell you.
Excuse me?
They didn't tell you. How do you know?
Most times they do, but it happens that they don't.
How would it be knowing that one?
Yeah.
Because then I get the shilas afterwards. Believe me.
Is it very common to do that?
I tell you, in this day and age, it's very uncommon because girls take pill 2 months before they get married, and it regulates it, and they could figure out exactly they shouldn't have a chuppah nida. There are a bunch of girls who feel that they shouldn't put medicine in their bodies, they shouldn't change their hormonal things in their bodies, and it's not healthy, and some girls don't do it, and they end up having chuppah nida. That's what really happens.
50-50 chance.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's hear halacha vav. Hama'aretz es isha. Before we even do this, let's go through the chasn again, because else, if I don't do it, maybe you don't know. I'm just choshed, maybe you don't know. There's a bracha on the erusin. What's the bracha on the erusin? Birchas erusin. What is that? So the Mesach Kedushin gets up, the Mesach Kedushin gets up, and he says, the bracha of Hashem, Mechim Echam Bar Pri Agafen. Then he says, Shivana al Arayis, Vitra al Nasuiz, Vitra al Nasuiz, Vitra al Nasuiz, Mazel Tov. That's Erison. That's called Birchas Erison. Then the boy gives her the ring, and we hold that standing under the chuppah is chuppah, so Nesuin automatically happens. Then you say Birchas Nesuin, which is the Sheva Brachas underneath the chuppah. Mechubad Avimairi, the Mashkiach for the fifth bracha. That's Birchas Nesuin. Okay, so now.
Wait, remember your son called him up once?
Yeah, like unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I wonder how that happened. Talacha Vav. For those who missed the inside joke.
It's the greatest trick ever.
Can I say it?
There's so much background to it.
Okay, but can I just... I won't give you the background.
Okay,
can
you
just say it?
You have to come to me if you really want to know the story.
If you want the background, Zada was calling out the kibbutzim at Shai's wedding. And when you call up your father, you say, Avi Meiri is mechubed for the fifth bracha. And Zada, when he called to the Mashkiach for the bracha, Zada said, Avi Mori, about the Mashiach. And I was under the chuppah in the Sakhadush, and I looked at him and I said, what? And he didn't know what the what was what. And then the Mashiach walked up before I gave him the wine and said, Mazel Tov, I need a new baby. Okay.
There's good background. You have to hear the background.
Okay. Anyway. Hamaris and Isha. I always have fun at weddings. I have fun.
So do I.
Hamaris and Isha. If you make Aries into a girl, you give her the ring. Harei Mekdashesli. Ubirach Birchas Kasanim. You made Birchas Kasanim. V'lo nisyach d'ima v'beisol. And he didn't have Yichud. Adayin Arusahi. She's an Arusa. She ain't Birchas Kasanim. Osa nisuin. Al knisul chupa. The brachas don't make nisuin, the knisul chupa. Iras, the kanas chupa, velo birach birchas kasanim. So let's say you made erisin, then you made chupa, and you didn't make shem brachas. You didn't make shem brachas underneath the chupa. Harezu nisua gemura, she's nisua gemura, v'chozim mavarach afil achar kami yamim. Even after a couple of days, you can make the shev brachas of the chuppah. You could do that. Because you haven't done those brachas yet. Those are called birchas chasanim, and you have to make, or birchas nesuin, and you have to do it, and you haven't done it yet. So you can do it. Now the Rambam says, v'lo tinasa nida ad shetetaher. Don't make nesuin with a nida until she's tahar. And you don't make birchas chasanim until she's tahar. And if he was over, and he made yichud to the nida, ubirach, and he made the brachos, ein chozer mavarech. You don't chozer mavarech. Now this is a very hard Rambam, because the birchas chasanim have to go on a chuppah. So if you don't make the chuppah and you make birchas chasanim, it doesn't work. It doesn't help. So then the Rambam says, but if you made chuppah with a nida and you made the brachos, you don't have to make the brachos again. Why wouldn't you have to make the brachos again? You didn't do chuppah. Must be that the Rambam holds yichud with a nida, chuppas nida does do something. It does. And when the Rambam said before, lo gamru nesuin, he really meant what he said, lo gamru nesuin, but some sort of nesuin there is. So that's the basis of all this Torah, that the Rambam doesn't really hold that chuppas nida is not a chuppah. It's a little bit of a chuppah. It's some sort of a chuppah. So much so that if you made the brachos work. And that's, where did this come in? How do you work this out? So, nobody, the Rishonim didn't believe in what I'm going to tell you now. Rishonim didn't, just like Rishonim didn't believe in the Afra, and Rishonim didn't believe in the Lecha Mishnah, the Rishonim didn't believe in what I'm going to tell you now. But the Beis Meir does believe in what he said. Does anyone have the Beis Meir? I don't like doing this. This is stuff. It's not pshat in the Gemara. But you can't go, sometimes you just can't go through it without just knowing some Beis Meir. Oh, David, you weren't in Seder. Nice. Got one? Does everyone have one? Okay, as you know, at the end of this line, I check your folders to see if you have all the handouts.
Maybe I forgot last time and the time before that.
You didn't have a folder, so I didn't want to embarrass you.
The red folder, I bring in.
Rebbe, his folder's in here. Right there. It's all there, yeah?
My brain's folded over.
You got a folder in here, right? The main folder.
Seems a little
confusing. Comes along the base mayor. Are you making like jokes that nobody gets?
No. People would get this.
People would get.
Please leave that to me.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. Simen Samal Chalaf. The base mayor is a pirush on the Shulchan Aruch. So he's going on Simen Samal Chalaf in the Shulchan Aruch. Ela l'chol hadvarim hi karusa. The last words of the Rambam, if you do chuppah with a nida, she's narusa. Viksha ran the mighty kamon yesh chukla psulas. And he asks the question on the Rambam, hey, chuppah psulas. Then we hear the Lech HaMishnah's answer. The Lashon Rambam atzmo hachi. But if you look at the Lashon Rambam, kivan shnechta arusa l'chuppah, once she went into a chuppah, it's a mutter to have relations. And when she goes into the chuppah, because of the Rabbi Magid, the Magid Mishnah says, because of Hilchos, Hilchach ain't a kona. V'das Rabbeinu, Shehu Adin, L'chol Davar, She'ain Chuppas Nida Kona. That the way the Magid Mishnah learns, that Chuppas Nida is not kona anything. Usually, what does Nesuin do for you? What's the king Nesuin? You had Erisim, you married a girl, you gave her a ring, she's your wife. What does Nesuin add? So we know. What does Nesuin add?
Yerusha.
Tamala. Latamala, if she's he's a Kayan. Mizonos. And Hataras Hafaras Nadarim. She'ain Chubazni Akona, Loli Yarsha, Veloga Tamala, Ad Kalashon. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. This is the Chesh de Beis Meir. For Kinyanim, she is like an Arusa. Ava Moda, she bechupas nida, yotza mi iser kala. The Rambam calls her Niknasa L'chuppah. So, it's very hard to read this, but let me tell you what he says. He says there's two type of things that a chuppah does. A chuppah does kinyanim. You had Kinyani Erisin. Kinyani Erisin, 95% Kinyan. We learned about the Kinyan last year. That's what we spent the whole year learning on, how to do Kinyan Erisin. Now we get the 5% that was left. What's the 5% Kinyan left? I'm calling her to be Yorisher. I'm calling her to have to feed her. I'm calling her to be Hataras Mefer Nidorim. And cone her to be matama to her. Those are kinyanim. Then there's a second thing that doesn't have anything to do with the kinyanim. It's called, in yeshivish language, let me tell you yeshivish language, which I grew up with, chuppah not only is a kinyan, but chuppah is a matir. Chuppah is a matir. You have things that are matir. For example, if I shecht an animal, now I can eat it. Did I do a kinyan? What is shechita? A matir. It makes it mutter to eat. I have a piece of meat I bought from a butcher, and I bring it home, and there's blood in the meat. Treif. What do I got to do? I got to salt it. Salting is a matir. So he uses the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon is... Shetichnas Arusa L'chupa moves and fast. Okay. Harezim Uteris Rav Olah, he's mutter to come to have relations. B'chalesh Yirtza, great Ishto Gemura Chodavar. And she's Ishto Gemura Chodavar. When Shetichnas L'chupa Nikras Nesua, Avi Shabalah. So there's two things here. It's Muteris Rav Olah and Ishto Gemura Chodavar. The Rambam breaks it up. Muteris Rav Olah and Ishto Gemura. Comes along the Beis Meir and says that there's two separate parts. There's Heter and there's Kinyanim. Now he's Mechadish, that's his Chiddush, that the Rambam calls Yichud with a Nida Chuppah. It is Chuppah. You've done Chuppah, but it's not a Chuppah Gamor. It's not a Chuppah Gamor. And she's still like an Arusa. So the Beis Meir learns, what does that mean? He says, it is a chuppah, it's a matir. You've done the matir. You have made her mutter to have relations by having chuppah with her. But it's not enough of a chuppah to be a kinyan. Because a chuppah, the shalai royal abiyah, is not a strong enough chuppah to make kinyanim. Therefore, you hareya karusa dayan. Therefore, she's like arusa dayan. Because you don't have these kinyanim. That's how the Beis Meir breaks it up. And that's how he breaks up the words of the Rambam. It is chuppah. It is chuppah as a matir. And it's not chuppah gamur, because there's no kinyanim yet. But it is something of a chuppah. And hareka arusa ladayin, legabe kinyanim, she is arusa. Just let me finish up 1 second. And therefore, in halacha vav, he says, if you made chuppah with a nida, and you made the brachas, you don't have to make it over again. Because the brachas did work on something. What did the brachas work on? On the heter bia. So the brachas worked on the heter bia. You don't have to say the brachas again. So according to this, this is all, and so everything's good according to this Beis Meir. If you believe in this breakup of matir, Kenyan. If you believe in this, everything's good. That is what the Beis Meir says in this whole Beis Meir.
Wow.
Rabbi Naftali the Granat says, you know, you could say just the opposite. You could say just the opposite. Why do you say that chuppah? He agrees with the Beis Meir. There is something in the chuppah, but he says, for me, it's the opposite. Chuppah's nida makes kinyanim, but since she's a nida needed chuppah, it's not a matir for bia. Since it was a chuppah for a nida, it's not a matir for bia. In some ways, it makes more sense.
With the bracha.
What? And therefore, it'll be the same thing. The bracha worked for the kinyanim.
But the bracha talks about the iser.
The shever brachas don't. Arison talks about the iser. We're talking about the shever brachas.
So we're talking about the bracha arison.
No, that was on the arison. Arison's fine. We're talking about the brachas chasanim.
Why? the bracha we don't... Rambam said that the bracha you don't have to do again.
The brachas, the shever brachas.
You don't have to do again.
You have to do again after chuppah's nida.
But the first bracha you have to do again.
No, the first one is done by Arison.
Why don't you do it again if it was a chuppah's nida?
It's Arison. It's not new chuppah.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yes.
So according to the Beis Meir, the way that you later on do the kinyan would be by having bia.
Yeah.
And then according to the second opinion, Rav Zantali is Rav Nat.
Yeah.
Right? So he says that, and then I guess the way that you do the kinyan is how you do.
Yeah. And the Granat says his way makes more sense in some ways. He says because for Kayim Gadol, so either way, this would answer the Kayim Gadol question. According to the Beis Meir, all the Kayim Gadol needs is on Yom Kippur is a wife that it's mutter to have bia with. So that's good enough. That's why he can marry on Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Naftali doesn't like that. He says, no, it has to be Ishto. Ishto means kinyanim. So he says his way is a lot better. That if you make a chuppas nida, you get all kinyanim. So it's his wife. Therefore, it's his wife on Yom Kippur. It's beso. Therefore, he can do that voda, even though he doesn't have a heter bia, but he has all kinyanim. Rabbi Naftali likes his way better because he feels that his way answers the question of the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur better. It's more that you need beso. Beso and ishto is kinyanim. But you could say just the opposite easily. Yes.
I was just going to ask two things. I was just going to ask how Rabbi Naftali that I would have thought. Like when you say that you need somebody to be married, but you need nisuin, so you would need the essential. The kinyanim isn't the essential part of the issues. I wouldn't think essential. I wouldn't think that's the main. That's the part of Ishtos. If we look, that's the whole. I mean, like for example, Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Ishtos, where he describes the context, right? I mean, it sounds like the main
old days,
point is for being matter via. The other things are other parts. So therefore, it would be interesting to me just to say
truthfully, the more you think about it, it could go either way. It could really go either way. But there is, according to all these, the Beis Meir came 400 years before Rabbi Naftali, but there is seemingly a breakup in chuppah. It does two things. It's a matir and it's kinyanim. Which way you want to split it up, what that you can do on your own.
Is there an afkamina?
What?
An afkamina?
He has an afkamina. If you have to learn, it's a page of Naftali. I think he has one afkamina. I forgot what it is. But it both does the same thing. Yes.
Isn't it a matir because of kinyanim? Now she's fully his?
That's what they are being chadish is not true. Exactly, this is what people thought forever until they came along. The kinyanim make you mutter tevbiya because she's your wife. And they say it's chuppah, there's two separate acts entirely. Kinyanim and hetevbiya. What?
I'm assuming people disagree with that? No.
Everybody in the world who asks these questions and this answers disagrees with them. Right?
Also, is there like a second chuppah happening after at some point?
According to the Rambam, there'll have to be a second, for one of the two, you'll have to have a second chuppah. But that second chuppah could be yichud after she's tar. According to the Beis Meir, you'd probably need another chuppah because you can't. I'm sorry, according to Beis Meir, you'd be allowed to have bia, and the bia would make a chuppah for the kinyanim, and according to Rabbi Naftali, you might have to have a second chuppah in order to have bia. Maybe. For sure. Yes. That would be your nafkamina right there. Yes.
If according to Beis Meir, then the second chuppah is going to be bia, then how do you get bia for that?
That we went through in the beginning of Kedushin, how do you ever have Edim if Kedushin is Bia? Remember we talked about it?
Yeah.
If Kedushin is Bia, the Edim going into the room or seeing him on the bed or whatever it is, we have Edim for that. Whatever you need Edim for.
Right, but according to here, then you would have to get two guys to be Edim on the day of birth.
Yeah. Yes.
Assuming that Pearson Lida. Going to the side that says you're not chayv in mizonos. If you did this chuppah according to the Rambam, would you be chayv in mizonos now or no?
According to Beis Meir, if you did this chuppah rabbi, you're not chayav mizonos.
And according to
Rav Chanan, you are. Now Rav Naftali, you are.
That would be a nafkamina also. Though.
What?
That would be a nafkamina also.
Well, that's what they say. That's not nafkamina. That's what they say.
I'm saying, like, the difference between if it's doing the matzah or if it's doing all the other
kinyanim. That's what they say. Okay. That is what we're going to do about chuppas nida. The next thing we do is the new sugya. The new sugya is... We haven't even done any sugyas yet in Ksumas, really. We haven't. Everything's been introduction. The next sugya is Ein Ones Begitten. Get ready to learn it.